Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates US President Donald Trump and Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu for progress made on Gaza peace plan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defence production ecosystem is being continuously liberalised through various policy interventions and compliances. 7.5 magnitude earthquake hits Davao Oriental in Philippines. Tsunami warning issued. And India beat Korea to confirm the first ever mixed team medal at BWF World Junior Badminton Championships in Guwahati. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated US President Donald Trump on the success of the first phase of a US brokered peace plan for Gaza as he hailed the American leader for his efforts to end hostilities. Mr. Modi said this during a phone conversation with Trump yesterday. In a post on social media, Mr. Modi said he and Trump also reviewed the good progress achieved in the trade negotiations. PM Modi said they also reviewed the good progress achieved in trade negotiations and agreed to stay in close touch over the coming weeks. Prime Minister Modi also held a phone conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu and congratulated him on the progress made under the Gaza peace plan. Mr. Modi welcomed the agreement on the release of hostages and enhanced humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. The two prime ministers reaffirmed that terrorism in any form or manifestation is unacceptable anywhere in the world. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi lauded the efforts of Mr. Trump and Mr. Netanyahu to end the hostilities in Gaza. PM Modi said this is also a reflection of the strong leadership of PM Netanyahu. The US has announced that Israel and Hamas agreed on the first phase of the Gaza peace plan that includes a ceasefire in the Strip and the release of Israeli captives and Palestinian prisoners. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India's defence production ecosystem is being continuously liberalised through various policy interventions and compliances, and mechanisms are being simplified to make India more business-friendly. Speaking at a bilateral meeting with Australia's Assistant Minister of Defence, Peter Khalil, in Sydney today, Mr. Singh highlighted that India's defence exports have reached nearly 23,622 crore rupees last year, and Indian companies now export to around 100 countries. The minister also welcomed the Australian companies to partner with the Indian industry to co-develop and co-produce high-end systems, including propulsion technologies, autonomous underwater vehicles, flight simulators, and advanced materials.
Australia excels in niche technologies, quantum systems, autonomous underwater vehicles, and advanced maritime surveillance. India, on the other hand, offers vast manufacturing scale and economies, software prowess, and indigenous capabilities in sectors such as shipbuilding, missile technology, and space. I believe this round table can be a great catalyst to tap the unrealized potential in our defense industry collaboration.
Mr. Singh underlined that on the technology front, DRDO and Australia's Defence Science and Technology Group are already collaborating on towed array sensors. He added that later this year, collaboration in fields of quantum technology, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, information warfare, and advanced science and technology is set to be explored. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that the landmark free trade agreement between India and the UK will foster the vision India has of a Viksit Bharat. In a special press briefing on UK Prime Minister's official visit to India in Mumbai yesterday, Mr. Misri said the landmark FTA between India and the UK will foster the vision India has of a Viksit Bharat. Speaking about the first official visit of UK PM Keir Starmer, accompanied by a high-power delegation of 125 people, Mr. Misri informed that PM Modi and PM Starmer had wide-ranging discussions on regional and global issues. Both leaders interacted with VCs from universities in the UK, addressed the CEO Forum and the Global FinTech Fest 2025. Mr. Misri further informed that India has received support from the UK to gain a place as a permanent member on the reformed UN Security Council. In reply to a question whether an issue of Khalistani extremists came up during talks between both leaders, Mr. Misri said it did. He said the subject had come up in the discussions between both prime ministers in UK during Mr. Modi's visit in July this year. He said it was flagged again during the discussions held yesterday.
Khalistani extremists, yes, it is a subject that had come up in the discussions in July. It was flagged again during the discussions held today, and Prime Minister emphasized that radicalism and violent extremism had no space in democratic societies, and in particular should not be allowed to use the freedoms or abuse the freedoms provided by democratic societies, and there was need to move against them within the legal frameworks that are available to both sides.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. An earthquake of magnitude 7.5 hit Davao Oriental in Philippines this morning, Philippine news agency reported. The quake was at a depth of 20 kilometers. The authorities have issued a tsunami threat, saying hazardous tsunami waves are possible for coasts and residents have been advised to evacuate higher grounds. No casualty has been reported so far. Last week, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck Cebu province in Philippines that killed over 70 people and left several injured. Moving on to the world of sports, India outclassed Korea in the quarterfinals of BWF World Junior Mixed Team Badminton Championships at the National Center of Excellence in Guwahati, Assam, yesterday. With this historic win, India has confirmed their first ever mixed team medal in the competition's history. We have more from the sports desk.
After losing the opening set, India came from behind to beat Korea by clinching the remaining two sets and marched into the semi-finals. Star of India's victory, Unnati Hooda, won the crucial last-moment points.
Overall, it was a good match, and it was very well played, like such a short match. But for me, it was, I'm happy that I can win for the team and our whole team.
In the semi-finals, India will face defending champions Indonesia in Guwahati this afternoon. The match will begin at 1 p.m. In women's cricket, India faced their first defeat in the ICC ODI Women's World Cup as South Africa pulled a hard-fought chase in Vishakhapatnam last night. Chasing a decent target of 252 runs set by the home side, Nadine de Klerk's unbeaten 84-run innings turned a difficult chase possible. In today's fixture, New Zealand will face Bangladesh in Guwahati from 3 p.m. In an interesting development, the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup is witnessing unprecedented fan engagement in India. All the tickets for India's clash against Australia in Vizag on Sunday and against England in Indore on 19th of October have sold out. Earlier, a record 22,843 spectators turned up in Guwahati for India-Sri Lanka match, which was the highest ever attendance for a group stage game at an ICC women's event. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
And in cricket, India were 29 for no loss against West Indies in the first session of day one of the second test match at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Earlier, Indian skipper Shubman Gill won the toss and opted to bat first on a black soil surface favourable for batting. Team India will look to clean sweep the home series with another commanding performance after a decisive victory in the series opener at Ahmedabad. This match is also a critical step in preparation for challenging upcoming tours, including the ODIs and T20 internationals in Australia later this month. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates US President Donald Trump and Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu for progress made on Gaza peace plan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India's defence production ecosystem is being continuously liberalised through various policy interventions and compliances. 7.5 magnitude earthquake hits Davao Oriental in Philippines, tsunami warning issued. And India beat Korea to confirm the first ever mixed team medal at BWF World Junior Badminton Championships in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.